T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
The Junks are presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junks. If you're looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, it's very simple. Go to cropmetcalf.com. You can join their team today. We should be joined shortly by the mayor of Washington, D.C. Mayor Bowser will join us in just a bit. And coming up later this hour at 8:45, we'll talk some Caps hockey with Dylan Strome. Caps are on the road. They're in Toronto for a big one tonight against the Maple Leafs.
We're also going to talk to Chip Patterson in the 9 o'clock hour from CBSSports.com. We'll get his take on not just the Sweet 16 games, but he's down in the Raleigh area. Okay. And he's watched Drake May play a million times.
Ah, very good.
I'm sure he'll have a take on whether or not the Commanders should take him. Possibly.
Yep. So 3 p.m. today, you can watch the Drake May workout on ACC Network. Then you'll flip over and watch the Nats take on the Reds at 4:10. And if you can't watch Nats Reds on TV, we encourage you to listen right here on 106.7 The Fan. We are, of course, the flagship home of your Washington Nationals. Charlie Slows and Dave Jagler with the call. First pitch at 4:10 today.
Correct. I can't believe it's opening day already.
Would love to see a win. Get that first win out of 66.5 because we're both in on the Nationals.
That would be nice. That would be nice. I got to put a few more season win total bets
in. I think you should do that. I think you should put as many in as possible.
Some I just don't have a gauge on, but
send a few my way. I'll sprinkle a few bucks on some of your suggestions.
Well, I do like the Reds over the 82.5.
Okay.
They had 82 last year.
I'm jotting this down. Reds.
I do like the Reds.
All right. You have any others? For the greedy listeners?
I went under Dodgers and under Braves.
Okay. Just under Dodgers and Braves.
102 and 103 wins is just a ton.
Okay.
And I forget the other
Anything
ones
else jumping out at you?
Those are the ones I put in yesterday. But
any other wagers?
Of course, I'm going to have all kinds of baseball wagers, parlays today.
You could do the DC double dip today. You could bet on the Nats and the Caps. You could parlay both of them.
I know, but I do the emotional hedge with the Caps.
Right.
Because I want to make the playoffs so bad, I usually fade them.
Mm-hmm. It's probably a good move.
Yeah, so I took Toronto tonight.
I tend to favor that move.
I'm not going to tell Stromer that, though.
By the way, you can also join us on an open line Thursday. You're welcome to call us throughout the show. The phone number is 800-636-1067, the MGM National Harbor Listener Lines. You can give us your take on the Caps and Wizards staying in D.C. The move to Virginia is dead. They're staying in D.C. until the year 2050. That deal was agreed upon yesterday. You could talk about Jaden Daniels' pro day. You could talk about Drake May's pro day, which is upcoming today.
Right.
But right now we are joined by the mayor of Washington, D.C., Mayor Muriel Bowser. Mayor Bowser, thanks for coming on. We appreciate your time.
Thank you. I appreciate you having me.
Of course.
We've had you on the show a few times.
Yes.
Always
yes, that's right.
Usually to discuss,
you're,
you know, this.
Mayor, but you're almost to the point where you're going to have like a walk-up song the next time you join us. You're going to have some sort of like your favorite music to introduce you. We're becoming that familiar.
All right,
with
all right.
You. We'll have to think about that for all next
right.
time.
All right, I'll give that some thought.
So a lot can happen in a week. 5 days ago, the D.C. Attorney General informed Monumental that they couldn't leave Capital One Arena for another 2 decades. Fast forward to yesterday when you and Ted and the Monumental hotshots and suits are, you know, doing photo ops, shaking hands about this new deal that is keeping the Caps and Wizards in D.C. for the next 26 years at Capital One Arena. Talk about how it all played out, how the $515 million is going to Monumental to help refurbish the arena. Take us through the last few hours of how this deal got done.
Well, let me just say, we never stopped talking to Monumental. We never stopped negotiating, and we never stopped making our deal an even better deal. So I would say that the culmination of the signing that we celebrated last night, probably started 2 weeks after they announced the start. I shouldn't say the culmination, the commencement. We started paving that road 2 weeks or 3 weeks after their announcement and about Virginia. So we never, gave up on keeping our teams. We focused on making our deal better, and that's the result.
So did you have a gut feeling, Mayor Bowser, in your heart of hearts, did you really think that they were going to move to Virginia, or did you always have in your gut a really good feeling that you were going to get something done in D.C.?
Well, I'm bullish about our town. I know that we have built a sports infrastructure here and that our fans are loyal and they come from the entire region. I've been involved in big economic development and sports projects, so I kind of know the anatomy of them, and I know the politics of them. So I thought that the Virginia deal, from what I read, always seemed a little shaky to me financially, and their approach wasn't good. But having said all of that, I thought the end product would not be as interesting as a new Capital One Arena in downtown Washington. What we have now is the opportunity to create an iconic space in the nation's capital that not only best serves the team, but best serves the entire region.
Mayor Bowser, were there ever any sort of hurt feelings or personal feelings brought up from either side? Because, look, you're feeling jilted that they want to leave D.C. and go to Virginia, go right across the river. Was there any of that, or was it all like completely business, 100% on both sides as this dragged on?
I mean, Ted did say he had difficult conversations with you.
We've had difficult conversations, and we were extremely disappointed in their decision. But then we had to go to work. You know, I represent 700,000 people. I represent a downtown that needs its destination, it needs its major anchor, and it needs it to be improved. And that's why we've been willing to be partners in the construction of a new Capital One Arena. So people tell me sometimes, you're cool, or you don't get too excited, or you don't get too down. I try to stay right in the middle, even keeled, so that I can do my work. And that's what we did. We set out to, keep our teams and to really demonstrate that Monumental is an important company in the district and they can be a key part of the next iteration of Chinatown.
We're joined by Mayor Bowser of Washington, D.C. Were there ever any plans? Did you ever get far enough down the road where you were thinking, along with the people that helped develop the area, like, what are we going to do with this Capital One footprint if the Wizards and Caps ultimately do leave? Did it ever get to that point, or were you just resolute in keeping
them here?
It
is at that point. And in fact, Ted commented to me, you all created a great downtown plan without us. And I said, yeah, I firmly believe that over, with great thinking, we could transform that 5 acres to something else great. But that's really not what our people wanted. Our residents didn't want it. Our business community didn't want it. And we we kept working to give our people what they want and what the district needs.
So one of Ted's concerns was the safety around the Chinatown area, and it's not the safest neighborhood. I've got friends who owned businesses there, and they're out because of that. Is that something that's going to be addressed from your end?
Well, this is what I know, and he reiterated it yesterday, and I want to be clear about something. Mm-hmm. We have always concentrated on Chinatown and the safety of our residents and guests coming there. Last year was a difficult year for us in that regard, but there was not an outsized problem in Chinatown. So let me be clear about that. But here's what's most important. We're driving crime down. This year, we're 30% down in some of our most difficult crimes having to do with guns. Our robbery numbers are down double digits as well. And we are improving the infrastructure there. About a month ago, maybe 2 months ago, I opened a hub, a safe public safety hub, where we have human services and police officials that are deployed in the Chinatown area. We're going to open two more, one, I think, close to the U Street corridor and the other in Anacostia. And that's important to all of our businesses. And so we're implementing that. And we're supporting our officers and Police Chief Pamela Smith and making sure we have a public safety infrastructure environment that works for the district.
Mayor Bowser, going forward, even though you just basically inked the deal with the Wizards and Caps, how does that affect going forward the district's pursuit of the Washington Commanders? We know that they're searching for a new stadium. They're looking at all the different municipalities, D.C., Maryland, Virginia. How does this signing of the Wizards and Caps, if at all, impact your pursuit of the Commanders to try to land them here in D.C.?
Well, the two have never been related. I have been working on securing the land at RFK since I became mayor in 2015. And it is important for the district to control its own destiny. It is important for the district to have control of that underutilized land that is on the Monumental Axis. It's on the Anacostia River. And it has served us as a sports center for decades. And so that's our focus. We're going to get control of the land. And it's no secret to anybody that I think D.C. teams should play in D.C.
Last question for me. So you guys are shipping $515 million over 3 years to renovate Capital One. How quickly does that start? How quickly does Ted get that money to start renovating?
Well, I always believe that the team is ready, then we can get it done as soon as possible. Our council has agreed to a vote on Tuesday. The money is in my budget, which I'll talk to the council about next week. And I want to be clear about the budget implication. This is a capital project. This has nothing to do with our operating expenses, which much has been said that we have kind of a tight operating environment this year. And we do. But we continue to make investments and we on the operating side and on the capital side. And what's important about this investment is it's catalytic. It generates more money. It will create more jobs. And it will be supportive of property values and new restaurant starts in all of downtown.
The 200,000 square feet that you're also giving him, where exactly is that and what's there now?
We have a public right-of-way between Capital One and the Gallery Place building where the Clyde's is.
Oh, okay.
And I think the vision is that becomes a plaza that has an outdoor experience for Cap One patrons. And so we're going to work with them on that. And I think they are also in talks with the adjacent landlord about additional space needs they have.
Mayor Bowser, did you ever consider pulling the offer of the money to Ted as he continued his pursuit of moving to Virginia throughout the process?
I did. I absolutely did. But we're actually in the time frame for a decision that I contemplated back in December. I thought that the issue had to be resolved by the time I submitted a budget. And so we're in that space. And I think, though, that our policymakers and our team were united in saying that we can get this done. So it was important to keep our deal on the table. And, you know, people have even said to me today, you should pull it. Don't give him anything. You know, he's in a tight spot. But that's not what the downtown needs. The downtown needs a renovated Cap One Arena.
When was that budget due, if you don't mind sharing that info?
Our budget is, I will present my budget next week.
Next week. Okay.
Well, Mayor Bowser, you know the Caps got a big one tonight in Toronto, so I hope you're watching.
I know.
It's a big one. It's a biggie.
And I hope that means this is the big one.
It's a big one. There's only, 10 or 11 games
playoff
left.
Playoff pushes on, Mayor.
Yeah, if they're going to make the playoffs, they need to win games like this. All right?
Let's make it
okay,
happen.
Okay, they need to win this. But you know what? I believe in, you know, good vibrations. And, we're sending them, some momentum. Things are going our way. And so hopefully that shows up for the team as
Mayor
well.
Mayor Bowser, you got a big W. You got a big W in your column.
And if you ever want to send me some momentum, feel free.
All right. I'm sending you some good vibration.
Right.
Well, that sounds great. Mayor
Have
Bowser,
a good one. Bye-bye.
Thanks for the time. We appreciate it so much. Mayor Muriel Bowser of Washington, D.C. Thanks again for the time. That was Mayor Bowser explaining her side and that she did actually at one point consider pulling the offer off the table, but kept it there, got the deal done. Caps and Wizards staying in the district until 2050. Absolutely. If you want to weigh in on Mayor Bowser's comments.
I wish we asked her if it was a game of chicken.
You're welcome to do that at 800-636-1067. Those are the MGM National Harbor listener lines. And don't forget, coming up in just about 25 minutes, Dylan Strome joins us from the Washington Capitals.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.
Two things coming up in about 20 minutes. One, we'll talk to Dylan Strome for the Washington Capitals. Mm-hmm. Two, we'll give you a chance to win a pair of tickets to see Live and Stone Temple Pilots along with Soul Asylum when they come to Jiffy Lube Live this September. So keep listening for your chance to win those tickets. That's coming up at 8:45.
Mr. Valdez, make sure you do not have a tee time on April 8th, Monday, April 8th.
Hold on, Monday, April 8th. Why should he not have a tee time Monday, April 8th?
It's the solar eclipse on Monday, April 8th here in D.C. 90% of the sun will be blocked out at approximately 3 in the afternoon.
For how long?
I think the entire process is like a two-hour deal, but now you're not. It's not 90% blocked for 2 hours. It's just a gradual thing. I think the maximum blockage is 90%. But it's going to be around 3 p.m.
What was the thing called with when we remember the glasses were a hot selling item? What was that called?
I think it was called the lunar eclipse.
That was a lunar eclipse.
And what is the one that's upcoming?
Glasses.
Solar eclipse.
The moon crosses in between the Earth and the sun.
There's not much on the planet I care less about than eclipses.
Well, I'm just saying. I'm not saying you should care about it, but it will alter your plans if you're going to be outside.
So this one, the sun is being blocked by the moon.
Correct.
And the one before, the moon was behind the sun.
This is out of my depth. I don't know a lot about eclipses.
I think the lunar is when the Earth passes in between the moon and the sun. If that makes any sense. And then the moon is passing in between the sun and the Earth on this one.
It's a total eclipse of the sun.
So you're just flip-flopping the Earth and Moon.
Next, you should play Away from the Sun by Three Doors Down, which is one of their better tunes.
Anyway, I just think it'll be strange at 3:15, 3:30 in the afternoon where it'll look like
you'll still
9
be able,
o'clock at
you'll
night.
You'll still be able to see your golf ball. Like, it'll be total darkness or, like,
I read 90,
mostly dark.
I read 90% blocked.
To be honest, it's a total eclipse.
It's pretty dark. Right. If you get 90% blockage, that's pretty dark.
Yeah, that's like if somebody said, hey, 90% of your artery is going to be blocked.
Yeah, you don't want
that. That's not good.
Hey, big blockage.
Are there any kind of glasses that I can put on eBay?
Glasses.
Maybe.
You probably could.
Every time there's one of glasses. These dumb eclipses, don't they always say, this won't happen again in our lifetime, and then there's one every three years?
I think the last one we had here was 7 years ago.
The only sort of outer space phenomena that I care about, I think I've brought this up several times, I just want to make it the next time Halley's Comet comes around. Now, it's a long shot because I believe the next sighting of Halley's Comet is slated for, Mike Marr, I need you to back me up on this. I think it's 2061. 11 years after the Caps and Wizards lease at
Capital One
expires.
We ain't going to be around.
You were all over at Cakes December 9th, 2061.
I mean, if I make it that long, I'll be 91 years old. I won't even know what a comet is at that point. If I'm in
all
my
right,
90s.
So here it is. The total time for the solar on Monday, April 8th, 2 hours, 30 minutes. All right. Begins at 2:04 p.m. and it will end at approximately 4:30. The maximum blockage will be at 3:20.
Ooh, you know what? Maybe that day I just push my nap to 2 p.m. Then
it'll
it gets 90% dark.
Yeah. Hold on.
There's no.
You're not gonna.
There's
you're
no
not gonna,
light coming through my curtains. Oh, that sounds perfect.
You're not gonna have any intrigue in a solar phenomena.
I just told you.
He doesn't care.
I don't care.
I will.
I care more about whatever eclipse was in the Twilight series than an actual eclipse happening. It doesn't really affect, like...
Well, it won't affect your day unless you Cakes, have plans to be outside.
Cakes has no wonder inside of him. Like,
I don't think
you know
that's
what I mean?
True.
No curiosity, no wonder.
I don't care that much about outer space phenomena. Unless, like, a flying saucer comes down to Earth, then I'll care.
Unless it's Arrival.
Yeah, if there's if you can tell me a UFO is showing up at a certain time, mark me as interested.
Well, I know you're interested when there's a mass cult killing. To hop on the comet that's coming by.
If there's a mass suicide, ritualistic suicide,
the Jonestown
attached to the outer space phenomenon, you're correct. Then I become more intrigued.
You don't remember his name.
Major Applewhite?
Marsh Applewhite. Major Applewhite.
He's a quarterback at Texas.
I knew it was Applewhite, but I obviously messed up the first name.
So anyway, I just think it'll be strange. I can't remember 2017. I can barely remember 5 minutes ago, but I can't remember what the maximum blockage was in 2017.
You don't remember how all the people in Heaven's Gate off themselves drab. You don't know their methodology. This is very grim, but...
Well, I know they all got into a bed.
Yes.
At some sort of compound wearing Nikes.
Yes.
In San Diego.
They had a certain amount of like money in their pockets.
Did they just drink poisonous Kool-Aid?
I think they mixed in like a lethal dose I think it was like just like barbiturates, some sort of like depressive drugs. Into like a little applesauce, like snack pack applesauce. And they're like, nom, 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 ate them up, and then they never woke up.
That's what they did Jonestown, too. They just drank some poison.
Drank the Kool-Aid.
I believe 900 people?
Yeah, it was...
900 people drank
900.
So anyway, Valdez...
This conversation is taking a very dark turn.
It's going to be really nice on Monday, April 8th, make sure you plan accordingly.
Only nine holes.
Just play nine, right?
Yeah. Hey, you know
Twilight.
It won't need sunblock.
Won't need sunblock.
Definitely get a Twilight rate. If there's a solar eclipse,
call the courses.
Or any sort of eclipse.
Mm-hmm.
All right,
I can't imagine all the people in D.C. are going to be out at the mall just watching it. They're going to be people are going to be everywhere.
Sure.
That day, unless it's raining.
Get those glasses now. I remember last time Valdez and I were
killing.
We made an absolute killing because somebody sent a box of sunglasses to the radio station.
Yeah, I remember them.
Like dozens of them.
How much were you guys selling them for?
$20 a pop.
$20 each?
I remember I met
some, you guys killed it.
I met somebody in Potomac Yard about 30 minutes before the eclipse, and I sold one of those sunglasses for $50.
Was it Ted trying to buy to acquire the land?
I got a better deal.
I mean, it was basically like selling drugs.
It was.
What a scam.
FOMO.
Yeah, I missed that.
What a great scam you guys are running.
You get Big John to start hang gliding in front of the sun.
Oh, I wonder if the Orioles or
that
Nats.
That made me laugh.
I wonder if the Orioles or Nats play a day game that day. Yeah. See if they do.
Better turn the lights on early.
Yeah.
It's easy. Yep. Easy solution.
100%.
All right, let's jump into a little bit of EP here. It's brought to you by BMW of Fairfax. He may not be the most interesting man in the world, but EB's buddy Mike Walker over at BMW of Fairfax has no interest in charging you interest. 2.99% on most X-Series models, limited time only. More at BMWofFairfax.com.
Nats play in San Francisco, so won't affect them here anyway.
Okay. Jason, do you care to guess how many hours a week 81-year-old Judge Judy works out at this point?
Hold on.
She's 81 years old.
How many hours per week?
How many hours per week does she work out?
20.
You're overshooting by a bit, but she works out, according to her, 10 hours a week.
Good for her.
Says she likes to keep her vessel in shape and looking good. She also works out every day with her 90-year-old husband.
Where is she based? Is she LA based?
I know she's stinking rich.
Oh, yeah,
she
is.
If you look up how much money Judge Judy makes for her syndicated TV show.
Judge Judy.
Don't tell me. I'm going to guess her net worth. Judy Shindlin, I believe her real name. Judge Judy's net worth is...
I went like this. Look at my eyes.
Her net worth is $425 million.
Wow, you almost nailed it. $440.
$440 million.
According to Bob Google.
Man, I'd like to be Judge Cakes, even though I know nothing about the law. I know nothing. I know nothing about anything law related. Please give me a gavel and a robe and let me go up and pass judgment on people and make $100 million a year.
Mm.
I'd be down for that. If there are any takers out there, any TV producers, at Money Metal Cakes.
She owns homes in L.A. and New York. Shocker.
Well, why wouldn't she?
Back and forth.
She should own homes
in
five other spots, too.
She's from New York, I believe. She's from Brooklyn. She went to AU.
More evidence that Hollywood just rehashes things all the time. Pirates of the Caribbean. You don't say Caribbean, do you? Or do you Caribbean? Which do you go with?
Hold on. I say Caribbean.
Pirates.
I know the movie title is Caribbean, but I always say Caribbean.
Okay. Well, they're getting a reboot. Former Junk's guest, Jerry Bruckheimer, recently spoke about the future of two of his franchises, Top Gun and Pirates of the Caribbean, or Caribbean, whichever you prefer. He said, quote, "With Top Gun, you have an actor who's iconic and brilliant. And how many movies he does before he does another, I can't tell you. But we're going to reboot Pirates, so that's easier to put together because you don't have to wait for certain actors." Hmm. And it doesn't sound like we can expect the return of any of the main cast like Johnny Depp, Orlando Bloom, or Keira Knightley. I don't know how you're going to survive, Jason.
We are in the golden age of sequels. Didn't a trailer for Beetlejuice 2 come out?
Yep.
Yes.
Happy Gilmore 2.
Ghostbusters
yep. just came out.
Yeah, I mean, no one has any original ideas anymore in Hollywood.
Was it School of Rock? Even School of Rock, the Jack Black, I guess, indie film.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
They're trying to make a sequel to that.
Yep.
I mean, Kevin was right when he said this like 5 years ago. Hollywood is out of ideas.
They're out of ideas.
Yep. Yeah. And so he's looking to reboot Pirates of the Caribbean. So we don't know who the cast is going to be, but I guess that is the next project for Jerry Bruckheimer, who I believe is called Jerry Bruckenheimer by JP many years ago.
And did Jerry Bruckheimer correct him?
I don't think he was happy that he was being misidentified.
Maybe he didn't correct him. I can't remember.
I don't think that interview went particularly well, from what I remember. I think it was rather short. I think it kind of careened out of control from what I remember. Maybe Valdez can pull it up at some point. We'll end the EP on depressing news. Christina Applegate revealed she has 30 lesions on her brain from multiple sclerosis. Here are some of her quotes. My biggest one is behind my right eye, so my right eye hurts a lot. My hand starts to go weird. And then I'll get a seizure-y feeling sometimes in my brain. She says she's the worst MS-er because she'll go back to bed instead of stretching her muscles when she's having a bad day when it comes to pain. She says MS is like a mean girl who pushes back if she physically works herself too much. So feel bad for Christina Applegate dealing 100% with MS, horrible disease. So that's kind of distressing news to hear from that front. All right, better news.
Positive note.
Better news around the corner. One, keep listening for your chance to win live in Stone Temple Pilots tickets. We'll give those away when we come back. We'll also talk to Dylan Strome from your Washington Capitals next. We told the prize pigs to keep their ears up to be listening. Now is your time. 10th caller at 800-636-1067. You're going to score two tickets to live in Stone Temple Pilots, the Jubilee Tour with special guest Soul Asylum, Wednesday, September 4th at Jiffy Lube Live. Tickets are on sale now. For tickets and more event info, go to thefandc.com/events. Those tickets are courtesy of Live Nation. We will be joined shortly by Dylan Strome from the Washington Capitals as they are north of the border to take on the Toronto Maple Leafs tonight as they continue their quest for the Stanley Cup playoffs. So hopefully they're able to get a positive result as they take on the Maple Leafs
Dylan
tonight.
Dylan Strome leads the Caps in points. He's got 60 points.
Love it.
Two
it's
more
not
than
his
Ovi.
Career high, but he should. Hey, Valdez, to use this term, he should eclipse his career high in points of 65 within the next few games. And I believe he's joining us right now on the BetQL guest hotline. It's Dylan Strome from the Washington Capitals. He's brought to you by C.D. Shanahan's Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing. Quality and comfort you can rely on. What's up, Stromer? How are you?
Not much, guys. How was the Toronto? Ready to go for tonight.
How was the flight to Toronto? Quick and easy.
About an hour and 10 minutes. Yeah. Not bad at all.
So what does Stromer do on the short hop flight? Are you an iPad guy? You catch up on some TV? Do you read a book? Do you sleep? Like what's your protocol for the short flight?
I'm a card player, so I play a little bit of cards on the plane.
Ooh, okay. Now you're opening up a whole can.
What
of
were
arms.
You playing?
What are you playing? Who are you playing with?
Spades.
And what are the stakes, if any?
I can't reveal all my secrets.
Okay.
That's hilarious.
All right, so you're playing cards. Okay. So this is a homecoming game for you. How many tickets did you need to secure for friends and family when they see you're coming back to Toronto? You grew up outside of Toronto in Mississauga. I hope I'm not mispronouncing that. So what is that like when you've got the homecoming game, you know, right outside where you grew up?
Yeah, it's cool. I mean, me and my older brother had a little, thing where when it was our first game against Toronto, we, you know, said basically any family that wants to come, you know, we'll get you guys tickets and, we'd love to see everyone after the game. And then the next time that we play there, you know, we're just going to get tickets for our parents. So we kind of had that going. So we got tickets for, I think the first time I played, it was like 20, 25 tickets, which in Toronto, it can add up pretty quickly. they're pretty expensive here, but, from then on, we kind of just got them for our parents. And then, I feel like in Toronto, everyone has a way of getting Leaf tickets. And, so I got about maybe 10 or 15 people come after the game today to say hi, but I don't have to get too many people tickets, which is always nice. Mm-hmm.
Stromer, how jealous are you of your elder brother? I think he's 5 years older than you, Ryan Strome, that he's been in the playoffs, I believe, 4 times in his career. You've never been, but you're doing everything you can to help will this Caps team forward to get a playoff spot, currently in one right now as we speak. Like, how much do you talk to your brother about qualifying for the playoffs, how much you want to be in those shoes where you experience what the NHL postseason's like?
Yeah, I mean, I think every hockey player wants to play in the playoffs for sure. When you first make the NHL, you're excited to be in the NHL and you're happy to be there. I think after being here for a little bit now, it's not very fun to go home every year and you know, mid-April and be watching these guys, you know, compete for the Stanley Cup. So, you know, when my brother's been in the playoffs, I've gone to visit him a couple times. I've obviously been watching every time, every game he plays in the playoffs. Everyone in my family's watching. Everyone's dialed into it, and of course you get a little bit jealous. So, yeah, I mean we're right there this year. We're close. We're battling. No, we're not there by any stretch of the imagination. But no, I think we know what we have to do these last 11 games. I think we got to play pretty good hockey, and we're giving ourselves a good chance to get in.
So you guys are getting hot at the right time. You've won 6 of 7. You have been balling. You've got points in the last 5 games, including actually you might have points in the last 6 games, including obviously the game winner against Detroit. Just kind of talk about, and this roster is completely different, you know, than it was when you guys first started the season. You guys sold some guys off, traded some guys off. Obviously, Kuzi's gone. So, I mean, this is just a different roster. Talk about just how things are kind of, like the chemistry that you guys have now, especially in the last 2 weeks, winning 6 of 7.
Yeah, I think we're kind of coming together at the right time. You know, it sort of feels like, you know, it sort of feels like even when we're down 2-1 or we're down 3-1 in the game, it feels like there's just no doubt in our mind that we're going to come back. And that's a great feeling to have for a team. You know, it feels like we're in every game, no matter what the score is. And I feel like we're playing good hockey. Like, kind of like you said, we have like that good team chemistry going on right now. We didn't bring in any new guys at the deadline. So we're the same team that we've had for a lot of the year. It is a little bit different than when we started. You know, we've lost some guys for whatever reason, but I think for the most part we're the same team that we've been for the, you know, last month or 2 months, and we've kind of just bonded together and became a really close team, and I think the results on the ice are showing.
Joined by Dylan Strom from the Washington Capitals. So how surprised are you by the turnaround in the power play? Because early in the season, like, we would just look at the power play standings, and you didn't have to look far from the bottom to see the Caps. You were either the worst or the second worst power play in the league. Right now, 17th, like a huge uptick in power play production, like over the last 2 months. Are you surprised it's improved that much in such a short period of time?
Yeah, I mean, obviously the beginning of the year didn't go so well for that, for a lot of things, but the power play was definitely not good. You know, I think we started 3 for 50 and just, you know, we couldn't do anything. And then, yeah, I think, well, I don't know what happened over the last 2 months or so. We've really kind of hit our stride. I think just, you know, it kind of ties into the same as last question. Like, when you keep the same unit and for the most part, and you keep the same guys, on there, you just build chemistry and both units. I think, you know, it's not only like one unit that's scoring. I think, you know, McMichael's done a great job on the second unit where, you know, if we don't score when we go out there first, you know, he's coming out there and they're still looking to get chances and score. And him and Pacioretty, I thought, have done a really good job of you know, for sure helping and you know, helping with that power play percentage.
Stromer, how much do you look at the standings each night?
I'm a guy that looks at them quite often. You know, I think, you know, it's there. There's other games on. For the last 2 weeks or so, we've been playing every other night, and nights that we don't play, I feel like, you know, Detroit or Buffalo or
Philly. Yeah.
Philly's been playing, and so I feel like it's just been, yeah, constantly checking, constantly watching, and that's just something that I feel like I do as a hockey fan, and now that we're in a playoff push, I think it's harder not to look.
How good does it feel, by the way, to be the closer of late? Like, you pot the game winner in the shootout against Carolina in a wild 7-6 game, and then Carly set you up perfectly in overtime to get the game winner against the Red Wings. And then when you look at your body of work, like a big chunk of your goals this season have come in both the third period and overtime. So, like, you're scoring goals when it matters the most and when your team needs them the most. Got to feel good.
Yeah, it feels great for sure. I don't know what's going on there. I don't know why that is. I had never scored an overtime goal in my career up until this year, and now I have 3 of them. I don't know. I think it's just, you know, when you get an opportunity, you wanna you want to prove to the coach that, you know, he put the right guys out there at the right times. And you know, it's been fun. I'm getting a lot of shifts in overtime, a lot of ice time. So just trying to take the most of it and help the team win. We've got a pretty good thing going here, and I think everyone's shipping at the right times. And you know, I've been the benefactor of some perfect passes, and you know, it's always fun to score goals. You know, I'll take it. Let me tell you that for sure.
Hey, how fun is it to watch Mikey, Connor McMichael, develop? I mean, he scores again in the Red Wings game, 17 on the season. He should get to 20. He's just 23 years old. It just seems like he's just scratching the surface of what he's going to do in the league. So that's fun to see a young player like that develop since you've been here in Washington.
Yeah, it's been awesome. He's a great guy. He kind of has that knack for, you know, scoring up the goal when we need it. Like he's I want to say like he scored goals in like 5 of the last 6 games, or maybe 6 of the last 7. And he just, you know, it seems like every time we need a goal, when things are kind of just stale or we're down a goal or we're tied, he's found a way to get that goal. I remember, you know, going back to Seattle, we're tied 1-1 in the third, and they kind of have all the pressure on us, and they kind of mess the draw pass up at the blue line. And he goes down when we probably hadn't had a shot in 5 or 6 minutes, and makes a great move on a breakaway. And it's a huge win for us, because at that point we had lost 2 in a row to start the road trip, and we needed that. I feel like that goal kind of kicked us into this little stretch that we're on now, where we've won 6 of 7, and the only team we've lost to is the Leafs. So, no, it's been a good little stretch here, and especially for him. And I think going back to that Seattle goal, I think that's a big one.
All right, so before we let you go, talk about the game. Last time you played Toronto, wasn't good, 7-3. Matthews scored in like 10 seconds. Obviously, he's just a beast. He's got 59 goals in 70 games. That's just absurd. Just kind of talk about Toronto and how you have to deal with them, specifically defensively.
Yeah, I mean, you know, ever since I've been in Washington, I think we struggled against them. I think we're 1-4 in my 5 games against them since I've been in Washington, and they seem to find a way to score goals at will against us. So I know we'll have a pretty good game plan today, and we'll be dialed in for that. They're a really, you know, highly skilled offensive team. They find a way to get chances. They're good off the rush, and I feel like their D move the puck to the forwards really well. So I think if we can get on them early and you know, maybe kind of reverse that a little bit from what they did to us last game, I think I think kind of put them on their heels a little bit. I think that's a good recipe for us. So I know obviously we don't like what happened earlier this year and obviously last week. So. Hopefully we can get dialed in today and be ready and get these huge 2 points.
Stromer, 7 p.m. puck drop tonight. What time is the 2+ hour nap happening today?
You guys already know, 1:30 to 3:30. I'll be light set. I can't wait.
Very good. I took a Stromer level 2-hour and 15-minute nap a couple days ago. I felt good when I woke up. So enjoy that. Best of luck getting those 2 points. We'll talk to you again next week, Dylan.
Let's get it done, bro.
Okay, sounds good.
Yep.
See you guys. Thanks.
Yep, of course. That's Dylan Strom from the Washington Capitals. He's brought to you by C.D. Shanahan's Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing. Quality and comfort you can rely on. We'll be right back.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.